So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, and in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Dalad, on the bottom of page 76, Siv Gimel, talking about the halachas of the wicks and the oil that are used for Ner Shabbos. Says Mechaber, Ema Likin Ner LeShabbos, you don't light a candle for Shabbos, Il Meshemen HaNim Shechacha HaPsila, only with oil, with fuel, that's drawn after the wick. Ulefigur, therefore, it's a continued daf lamates. Ema Likin Mezefes, can't light with tar or v'lebishaba, not with wax, v'lebisham nasi with semigef, and not with oil that's made from cotton, v'lebialya, not with the fatty tail, v'lebichilav, not with fats. V'chein imadlikim be'itron, can't light with itron, and the sharicha you got, because it has a bad smell. V'yam v'chein, you're going to leave it v'itzi, you're going to leave the room. V'loi b'tzri, not with tzari, also a type of a, as we found with the katoiris, and the sharicha noidiv, because it has a very strong smell. And Shem Yistavik Menem, because you might actually come to use from it, then some Aschai Mishem Mechaba comes out that you're actually liable for extinguishing, because you're taking away from the Shemen that you want. It says Mishem Mechaba, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. So one of the items you said you can't light with, and that's because we said that it's not drawn after the fuel, is Bezefes B'chulu Hainu, says Mishem Mechaba, Yinichim Ben Ner, meaning that you'll be going to put them into the holder, and we eat them, and then you put the wick inside the tar, like they do with oil. That's the problem. But candles like ours, that will see in that's actually permitted. You can't light with the sediments of oil, which is thick, and that also won't be drawn well after the wick. And one of the other cases was not with fats. Now, a shumna behema, which is the kosher fats of an animal, who come came machal chel and said, it's also included in the chel regarding this halacha. Like we explained in the bi'alacha, in the masuk of the chel, that it also has the same halacha, halachic problem. And the lin chema regarding butter, yeshla, you have to look into this. However, what's according to what's known, the derech lahatech hachema of hashuman claims from ligimboy that the norm is that they melt, they liquefy the butter and the fats before they light with it. Yes, so there's a way to remedy this. To put inside of them a little bit of the kosher oils, and that's for sure going to help. Okay, come on, like we'll see later on. However, like itchila, initially, it's good to be careful from lighting them with them. If he has other oils, because at times nisha b'ner shuman remains in the lamp some fat, the nisin chema mavashlan, and you put in butter and you cook it, and so then you're going to run into the problem about cooking meat and milk, and there's even the issue of having hanav from basa b'chalav. But b'shemen oif, unless we're talking about the fats of a bird, the kamal is that halach is emay mishum b'shelav hanav, then there's no issur, there's issur b'achila. But the deraisa, which would include the cooking and the hanav, which is three issur basa b'chalav, that wouldn't apply if it was bird fat. So that would be an incidental problem. Some kutn tezvav. And regarding tzari, you can't use, actually, itron you can't use because it has a bad smell. In the chen of yetzi, you're going to go and leave. And the problem with that is, if you chub alechel b'shabbos, it's on there. There's an obligation to eat on Shabbos near the candle. If you light with some foul smelling thing, you're not going to accomplish that. Sivkot design, but three, what's three? Hushem and afarsaman. That's the oil of afarsaman, of balsamic oil. Rikotemoid has a very good smell. And then the problem is the other way around. Sivkot Yitzayin, that maybe you stop him, he's going to come to take from it. You want some of that oil for your salad or whatever. And then comes out, you did mechaba, you were extinguishing the fuel supply. Now, there's another reason given in the Gemara why not to use three, an issue off, because it jumps. And if you're lighting with such a fuel, it might jump and connect with the walls of the house. And it's going to burn the house down. And the problem is the person is very overwhelmed with regarding his money. He's not easy going to come to extinguish. So anyway, that's another reason not to use it. One should not seal the oven with wood. One should not come to Chil Shabbos, so that again, if it catches on fire, then he might come overwhelmed. So one should do make sure before Shabbos not to do things that might cause him to get overwhelmed in the Chil Shabbos. Sivdal. Even if a person puts in a little bit of olive oil into these oils that are not drawn and are possible, now that you put in a little bit of olive oil, now it actually gets pulled by the wig. Still, you cannot light with them. Even if you put in ma'at, a little bit of shem and zayis in the oils, and it's going to be nimshach, you can't light with them. But if the majority was from the kosher oils, meat and the minority was from the invalid ones, then it's nullified in the majority, and then the mutter then is actually going to be permitted. Which the Sharatin Lysid Gimel says that's the prima god in his own opinion. This that he reads from the Shittas Rambam sounds like that not to be mechalik like that. So then that's the Sharatin, that's not muchach. Because as the Sharatin, the Deir Shutim brings that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, the fats that are melted down, you put in a little bit of oil and you collight. But the invalid oils, even if you mix in kosher ones, is forbidden because it's not nimshachim. The people in the rice said, according to this, even if there's a little bit of shemen pasul, it's going to be aser because not nimshach, and therefore the Sharatin writes that this diktuk is not muchach. We're sif and yod tes, the middle of sif dalad, that we're talking about the oils that are kosher, like by nosach Ashkenaz, they say b'me madlikin, b'me in madlikin. So what could you light with? What can you not light with? So middle talking about the oils that cannot be used. And the Mechaber said in Sivdal that even if you put in a little oil, olive oil, that now it's going to pull. It's going to pull the oil, and it's going to light. Still, Sivkut and Yutes, that's what Mishnah Berurah is going on the words, Imad Likin. You can't light with it. Why not? Because the Gazrin, we make Gzeira, the Ma'asul, the Luka Benayu, you might come to light with it as it is, which is without the extra olive oil. And because of that, we tell you that, okay, even if now it is, you put in a little olive oil, you remedied it, we're afraid you can do it without it. And again, if you do it without it, then it might not light so well, and you might come to tilt it on Shabbos, and then you're going to be over the Isser of Mavar on Shabbos. Tzif hey, chelev mehutach, so liquefied fats, the kirvei dogim, and the fish intestines, imad likimem, you cannot light with them for the Shabbos candles. Now, v'mnasin dehem ma'at, ma'achas m'shmonim shemad likimem, but if you put in a little bit of one of the oils that you could light with, let's say olive oil, m'tlalikimem, there you're allowed to light with the liquefied fats, and the fish intestines. What's the reason? Says Mr. Berurah, Sivkat and Chaf, Chelav Mehutach, regarding the liquefied fats, Shetichu Oysal de Al Hu'ur, that it was liquefied on the fire, Oishu Chelav Mochu, Mehameyam, or it was liquefied from the way it came out from the mother's stomach, Vahu Shadain Le Nikrishu, and it didn't congeal yet, because Avam Nikrishu, if it congealed already, Haran Oysal, the Ran says, forbidden, that Philip and the Sin of Shem Latech, even putting in oil inside those liquefied fats, because of Eli Rabbi, he says the chinik, and that's the primary opinion. They brought a rabbi from the Shabbos. Again, says the Mishabru, in this case of liquefied fats, has to be it didn't congeal yet. So that's case number one. The Mishabru is talking about. And also, Sivkan Chaval for Kirvi Dogim, and the fish intestines, which they also liquefied. And that's the types of cases that we're talking about. Now, v'shem etzol, clear oil, sha'isim megalgal inah shel dog, that you make from the eyeball of a fish, or mevsag, or from its flesh, muta filah be'inah, that's going to be permitted even as it is. But these cases of the liquefied fats and the fish intestines, we said you cannot lie with it, but we said that if you put in one of the kosher oils that you lie with, sefkot n'chabez, then muta b'chul then is permitted to lie with it. Why? L'fi ikra din, because according to the primary halacha, actually, it would be permitted to light. You put a wick into liquefied fats because actually, it draws the oil well and it lights well. So what's the problem? The Rabban made a gzeira with it. Because if we let you with the liquefied fats, you might use it when it's not liquefied. And as we mentioned before, in Sif Gimel, regular chela, regular fat doesn't pull well. And anything that doesn't pull well is a problem as a fuel because you might come to tilt it to make it that it pulls well. But now that it's already a mixture, because by there they weren't guys that have like it'd be exhale, because now with the shaman it pulls for sure. Even when it's without it, it also does. But we're concerned that you might do it with when it's not even liquefied. So that's a gzera for gzera, that already we're not going to be guys for. Sivav, Shar kol hashmanim. All the other oils, chutz me'elu, except for these that we mentioned that you cannot lie with in Sif Gimel. Malikim mem, you could lie with them. The most choicest type of fuel is that of olive oil. As Mishbura says in Sifkan Chav Gimel, Hamuvchah, the choices from them is Shem and Zayis. Why? Olive oil gets pulled by the wick, the best from them all. And that's really the halachas that we're concerned about. We just don't want it to like be like not so great, and you might come to tilt it. Now, the main Shem and Zayis Matsui, that if olive oil is not so commonly found, mitzvah b'shar shmanim sh'ar and tzal. So the mitzvah is with other oils that the light is clear. And v'him koyim l'ner sh'ava, and they come before a wax candle. Now, v'ner sh'ava koyim l'ner shel chelev. A wax candle comes before a candle of fat. Because the oyre yafa v'tzal, says the Matei Moshe, the light of a wax candle is nice and it's clear. And v'ner elif, says the Mishnah Berurah, it appears to me, the cholzeh, this is all l'fi inyan haner, according to the quality of the candle. Because with our candle, Shekhorin Strin, which is a candle from some type of a clear, translucent material that burns, Shetzol, that's clear, Bavada Yosim Nashava, more than wax, and it's not the norm to tilt it even during the weekday. Says Mishpul, the other Meneir Shava, that's better than the wax candle. Bule Av Makal Hashmanim, and says maybe it's even better than all the oils. That if Bavada Yos Lahat is here, you're for sure not going to come to tilt it. It's just It really just holds very well, and it's a very clear fire. The ayin, as you continue to be based, mashenifta b'kamon, b'simen ayin, reish, hey. So the bi'alacha, the remaskh b'le b'chelev, which one of the cases we said you're not allowed light with is with fats. She says, look at the Sif El Yirab and the Prima Gadon. I just read it outside, but if you follow with the finger, you see I'm saying the bi'alacha outside. But it's saying it inside. That if you look at the Eliyahu and the Prima Gadon, they're not sure regarding butter and the fats of an animal, if it's included in chelev. Is it in the same category of being a problem? So the Bi'ur Halacha says, to me it appears a clear proof regarding shuman, right? We know there's two types of fats in the animal. There's chelev, which are certain parts that are forbidden, and there's shuman, which are kosher fats from an animal. So the Bi'ur Halacha, it appears to me a clear proof regarding shuman that it's like chelev regarding this. He quotes a Gemara Shabbos of Chavav. It's Simcha says, "Kol yitzim in the bus, or whatever comes out from the flesh, ima likim, but you can't light with." So the Gemara says, "I Simcha is the Tanakama." So the Gemara says the difference between them is Rav Bruna. So obviously we see that the Tanakama also agrees to Simcha, that the only difference between them is only Rav Bruna. Now, according to Simcha, most definitely Shuman is like Chelev, because it's yitzim in the bus that comes out from the animal. And most definitely there's no one that disagrees on this, because if you don't say that, then you should say Shuman, it can be neither between them is Shuman. And also, sometimes the Tanakam himself says the Bi'ur Halacha is a raya, because it doesn't say, but umadlikim Hashem and dogim, which, like Rashi explains, that it's come to tell us that even though it's similar to chelev, and you don't say a bigger chiddush, even shuman, which is essentially also another type of fat. He says, afterwards, I found chiddush big ve'eger, that he also holds that shuman, tahar, kosher fats, is similar to chelev, to the forbidden fats, that's also forbidden to light with. And the Maskal be'itron, so we didn't translate what itron is. The Bi'ur Halacha says, and the Gemara Shabbos Avchav, it's pesolta de zifta, meaning tar, the waste matter of tar is itron, which is after that the tar comes out from the wood, that it flows from it through the fire. There's like a waste matter that's clear like oil. That's called itron. And the truth is that actually the wick does pull that fuel. It's just because it has a very bad smell. So therefore, there were geyser regarding this case that you might leave the room. And if you can leave the room, it avoids the whole purpose of what the Shabbos candles are that you're supposed to eat there by the light. But he says, but neft, like gaz, which is a type of oil that has a bad smell, but it's not like yitron, that they weren't geyser regarding that, except for white neft, which the Gemara in Shabbos of Chavav says that you're not allowed to light even during the weekday because it jumps and it could burn down the house. And he says, I wonder on the Tiferes Yisrael, that he says that you're not allowed to light with even stam neft because it has a bad smell. And he writes that the Torah also holds like this. What is he going to do? It's some ayin risha and hey. So if you base, look over there. And also, that's explicit in places that it's not a problem. So says the Bei Lacha, comes out according to this that our oils, that the derech ha'olim is to light with it, which he says, shakurin gaz, that with gaz, which has a little bit of a bad smell, you could light with it on Shabbos, even though when it's extinguished as a really bad smell, even so, you don't have to be concerned with this because there it wouldn't apply shimi in the chenev yetzer that you might leave and go out, and because it's already out. So even though when it goes out, it gets a really bad smell. Some candles are like, when it goes out, like, ooh, that's a strong smell. She says, that wouldn't be the problem. And that's how it's explicit in the Yerushalmi regarding Kirvei Dog and regarding fish intestines. It says, Ayin Shum, that, which that's what the Yerushalmi says, what's the difference between Itron and Kirvei Dogim. So it says, Kirvei Dogim, as long as they're lit, it doesn't have a bad smell. Is what Dirshu 13 brings down. But it's extinguished, has a bad smell. Itron, whether it's extinguished or whether it's lit, it has a bad smell. So the carbon eider, but he explains, the itron is possible for adlaka because it has a bad smell. If everyone continue shemi and chenavi yetze, and there's obligation to eat to the nearest Shabbos. But kirvei dogim, it only has a bad smell after it's extinguished, and there's no concern to light with them. In the Rebbe Maschil B'tzri, that one of the other cases that you can't light with is with tzri. So it says here, even if he has other candles besides the tzri, it would still be forbidden. And that's even according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Yedalad, which what he's referring to is we quoted in Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Ches, that if you have a kosher candle standing next to a pasul candle, you're allowed to utilize it even for the purposes of Shabbos, even not for Shabbos needs. And he explains that since there's another kosher candle over there, you're not going to come to tilt the nair that's pasul. Now regarding the tzari oil, the Pirim Gadim writes that it's forbidden to light with it, even if there's another nair kosher, because since the tzari has a strong smell, you still might utilize that oil because you're going to want to use some of that balsamic oil for your salad, and it's not going to help that there's another nair. So it's just addressing that concern. That even though we said that in previous sif that it helps to have a kosher candle near the pasul candle, here that wouldn't help because the whole concern is that you might come to use from it, and that would be a problem even right next to a good candle. In Dibur Maschil Ma'ad Shem and Zayas, the Mechab and Sif Dal said that even if you put a little bit of olive oil into these pasala oils and it's going to pull it, still you can't lie with it. So Bi Alokha just clarifies, says, it's Lav Davka Shem and Zayas. Same thing is, if you put in a little bit of other oils, also that it's going to be drawn after the wick, as we'll see later on Sif Hay, and it still would be a problem. It's just saying, Yechidish, even Shem and Zayas, which is really the best of them all, it's not going to be enough. The Ramaskh ibn Osman Ma'at, the Mechaber and Sif Hay said that the liquefied fats or the fish intestines, you can't lie with it. But we said if you put in a little bit of one of the oils that you could light with, here it would be permitted, as we said, because really Mehutach and Kibri Dogim really does pull. It's just we're concerned when you're not going to liquefy it, then it's a problem. So that would be Gzer Ligzera. So says the Bialocha that even if you put, not even if a little bit of oil he doesn't have, Tashbatz writes, what he should do is he should squeeze a nut into the liquefied fats, because nut oil is also from the kasher oils. As we're in the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet. So I'm saying, Bi Alokha is just saying that there's a way to get to be able to use it, because again, really it should be mutter, chayla mutter. It's not because it's liquefied, and liquefied does draw, just considering that you're not going to liquefy it. So when it's mixed with something else, that already would be exerit to exerit, because that other oil that you're putting in is helping draw it. So it says, even if you don't have oil, like a very pragmatic Bi Alokha, he says, take a nut, squeeze it out, get some nut oil, and nut oil does draw, so then that would be permitted also. The Ramaskh Chutz Me'elu, the Mechaber and Sevav said that all the other oils, except for these that we mentioned, you could light with it, just the best is Shemen Zayas. Now, what would Shemen of Isra Hana? For example, let's say you have Arla, a tree in the first 3 years are forbidden to have benefit. Let's say you have the oil of Arla. Says the Be'alacha, that's forbidden to be used for Ner Shabbos. We know the Kalal of Mitzlav Lahan is Nidnu. No, generally, when it comes to Mitzvah purpose, it's not considered having benefit. So maybe you should be able to use the oil of Arla. Says the Be'alacha, no. The Iker Mitzvah is because of Einik, Shabbos, of getting pleasure from it. And therefore, that would be a problem. He says, similar to sitting in the Sukkah, as the Pimagam writes, which would be problematic because you are having benefit, even though you're performing a Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to have the benefit to sit in the shade. He says, look over there also, what he writes regarding this, which Dirshu 17 brings, that he's not sure in the situation where you lit with a kosher nair, is it forbidden to add light with a nair of a surah hana? Or would it be tully in the machlekes that the Magen Avraham brings in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, is it permitted to utilize nairs chanukah themselves when you're utilizing it to the light of the nair of the shamash? I mean, can you use them all together? Shlomo Zalman writes that he says, it's a wonder what he's comparing to nair chanukah. Because since the nair of Arla is Asabana, if that's the case, when you're utilizing it for the additional light, so you're having benefit from additional light. But nair Chanukah, the is only Drabban because it's hooked to the mitzvah, they certify the mitzvah, or they shouldn't say that you're using it for your own tzayach. So there they were lenient when there's a shamash. So even though you're using all the light together, that shouldn't be a problem. But here he's wondering how could he compare it. Here you're ultimately having benefit that should not be permitted.
Some of the dirshu number 11, regarding lighting, electric lights, a yitz yechiv of halakha snare with that. The pinel b'yashav is a yitz yechiv, even with fluorescent lamps, which does not have a burning filament, because since the mitzvah to light the light is so that you can utilize its light, it doesn't have to be a dafka ner of esh. On have been pinel b'shalom azaman, that's the intro with Arletzian, that however, we're regarding lighting a light that's activated through a lamp that has the power of electricity inside of it, yitzchiv of adlaka, but you're not yitzchiv of adlaka's ur that's activated through an electric current that keeps on renewing itself, because it's considered like as if you're lighting without oil. So there's a difference between what's called battery operated versus when it's plugged into the wall. Tribzalotin adds on with it, however, a woman that relies on that does not have to add on a candle from halacha of knas, because akaponim there is for with this halacha as shalom bayis. So if, let's say, they didn't have candles and it was for negligence, but she lit the electricity in the house, that would be enough not to have to add on a candle every Shabbos. But this girl else is not sure if you tichiv halacha with electricity. Now, in our times, even though the primary light is from electricity, Shabbos is right, so however, there's a chiv to light nears on Shabbos, because that was to the Kanzacham, because in their times there was no such light, and also today, Al Kapanim, there is a far-fetched concern, however, that the electricity might go out. Pinch from Mazam al-Bayashab is that it's appropriate not to rely on only the electricity, but one should attempt to become the meaning of lighting nears, which even if you have this electric, you know, battery-operated lamps, because it's recognizable when you light candles like Kavod Shabbos, like a tchilah, a woman should light also Neir Shabbos and also electricity like Kavod Shabbos, or she should light the Neiris and the husband should light the electricity until electricity was already lit, should extinguish, turn it off, and then go relight it Latzarech Shabbos. And Pinchas Manesker El is like a tchilah, she should light the Neiris in the place where they can have benefit from it, for example, on the table where they're eating, or near it, where the light of the candle's influence on those who are sitting there at the table. Or if you don't have that possibility, she should light even the electricity L'Kavod Shabbos. Now, when she's lighting also electricity L'Kavod Shabbos, Pinchas Manesker Yashav is, there's no difference if she does it before lighting the candles, meaning which that if she does first lighting the candles or the electricity. On the other hand, Rabbi Nisker Elitz holds, Ketchila, she should first light the electricity and then light the candles, because if she's going to make a bracha on the neres when the electricity is still off, since the light of electricity is strong, it's going to vatal the ur of the neres, and it's going to, like as if you extinguish the candles. Regarding lighting neres in a lamp, which meaning when it's a fire that's coming from gas, Chaznish writes that you make a bracha on the sadlaka, the bracha of the neres. Dishu 12, in the words of Nesha Brura, that he was talking about the Neiris in his times, maybe it's better than even all the other oils. So you see that it's even better than Shemen Zayis, and that's what Moshe Feinstein explains. The command of Nesha Brura is that most definitely our Neiris are better even than olive oil, because later on, Simon Ein Resh Hei, he writes that it's permitted to read on Shabbos opposite our Neiris, which are called Starin, because there's no concern Shemiyata or Shemiyimchit. Whereas by Neir Shal Shemini, right over there, that's forbidden to read from, because Shemiyata. Rather, obviously, our Neirs are better, even than Shemin Zayis. And I, the Mishra, use the word Ulai. That's Labdafka, it's not precise. That's how the custom was in Hasel Chaznish. The stipler to light with regular Neirs, and not with Shemin Zayis. Mending Eretz Yisrael from many years, such Lachan writes is to be Mahada and to light the Neir that you make the Bracha on from Shemin Zayis, because of the cover of the Bracha. And even people in Chutz La'aretz, that are accustomed to lighting with other neiros, it's appropriate for them to light dafka Shemen Zayis. That's the Kav HaChaim writes, in a place where you could find Shemen Zayis, one should be nizer to light dafka with that, and that's also the custom and the instruction of Rabbi Yashar.